If the prophecies of the Bible are to be taken literally, then a case can be made that we are living in the last days that they predict. If these are the last days, then we ought to be able to see in the news certain trends that corroborate the centuries-old prophecies found in the Bible. We like every week to bring what we call a prophecy update to do just that. This week I want to talk about mandatory human microchipping. The mark of the beast was introduced by the Apostle John when he wrote the Revelation of Jesus Christ in the first century. It's some sort of mark on the hand or forehead by which people living in the future period of time called the tribulation will conduct all commerce. They won't be able to buy or sell anything without that mark. Ours is the generation that has seen the development of the technology to put a chip under your skin or to tattoo you with a kind of invisible ink that can be read from a distance by a scanner. Now, you've probably read or you've been told that mandatory microchipping is included in the historic healthcare legislation that recently was signed into law. The rumor is all over the internet. As near as I can determine, the story was first released by Congressman Ron Paul. Back in August of 2009, he posted the following on his website. Buried deep within the over 1,000 pages of the massive U.S. healthcare bill is a non-discussed section titled Subtitle C-11, Section 2521, National Medical Device Registry, which states its purpose as, and now this is a quote from the bill, the Secretary shall establish a National Medical Device Registry, in this subsection referred to as the Registry, to facilitate analysis of post-market safety and outcomes data on each device that A, is or has been used in or on a patient, and B, is a class 3 device or 2, a class 2 device that is implantable. Then the commentary is this. In real world speak, according to this report, this new law, when fully implemented, provides the framework for making the United States the first nation in the world to require each and every one of its citizens to have implanted in them an RFID microchip for the purpose of controlling who is or isn't allowed medical care in their country. Now, that part is a commentary. That's not in the bill. Now, speculation about this, though, is fueled by the fact that during the confirmation hearings for Supreme Court Justice John Roberts, then-Senator Joe Biden made the following statement. He said, we'll be faced with equally consequential decisions in the 21st century. Can a microscopic tag be implanted in a person to track his every movement? There's actual discussion about that. You will rule on that, mark my words, before your tenure is over. Now, you can easily find that video clip of the Biden question online. It happened. Now, if you attempt to search out the mandatory microchipping story, you mostly arrive at extremist websites that simply republish the original Ron Paul posting. And so the question is it true? Well, the text that Congressman Paul was referring to is in the bill. It establishes a medical device registry to track patients who use certain types of devices, technically known as class 3 or class 2 devices, that are implantable, life-supporting, or life-sustaining as part of their medical treatment. Those devices would include pacemakers, defibrillators, and artificial hips or knees, things like that. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration, the FDA, has come under criticism for not doing enough to track safety problems with such devices. The section of H.R. 3200 in question is an attempt to improve the safety tracking of these devices after they are already on the market. So yes, it's potentially true that people who have these devices would have a microchip implanted within them with the device, and it would be mandatory. The healthcare legislation does not currently call for all Americans to be microchipped in order to access healthcare. Does it set a precedent or open a door to further mandates? It is somewhat ominous, I must admit. Now, we may not see the day when widespread human microchipping is mandated, but I think we see that the world and even the United States is trending in that direction. It's exactly what you would expect from your literal reading of Bible prophecy. I remind you that although we follow the fulfillment of Bible prophecy, we're not waiting for any prophecy to be fulfilled. Jesus promised to return, to resurrect and rapture the church as an imminent event. By that we mean the certainty that he may come at any moment and the fact that no prophesied event stands between the believer and that coming. Nothing needs to be fulfilled before the Lord can return for us. We are only waiting for Him, and His coming is always imminent. Get ready, stay ready, keep looking up. Ready or not, Jesus is coming.